Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now we go across to Mann. Mann, you know what I'm thinking, Pete? The two-point field goal. Ponga, inside the 30. Ponga! He's only 20 metres out on tackle four. He gets up, tries to play it quickly. Now he plays it back to Brayley. Sends it across to Green. Green gets it away to Mann. Mann floats one out to Best. Best! He steps back inside Best. And they pull him up 8 metres out from the Cronulla line. Last tackle.
Last tackle.
Played back now again to Watson. And now it goes to Green on the last. He gets a kick in. It goes backwards. And who's there? Your man, Brody Jones, on the last. Gets out of one. Gets it back to Frizzell. Frizzell gets it to Ponga.
Ponga's going to
score. Ponga scores for Newcastle. And he might have saved the day here. What a try. Brody Jones, the hero again.
And Caelan Ponga. Wow. A lot of pressure from Talakai on Blake Green, who, as you point out, kicked it backwards. But Brody Jones, what a job. Terrible kick. He grabs the ball on the 20, right foot step. Gets the offload away to Tyson Frizzell, who flings it back. Had no idea whether anybody was going to be there in support, but Caelan Ponga was. Catches it on the chest. There's still a couple of minutes to go, but Newcastle back in front. Great finishing there. What a game Brody Jones has had out of position. Tyson Frizzell strong again, and Caelan Ponga has been involved in every try the Newcastle Knights have scored in this game.
Well, there it is. That might be the match winner, and it's scored by Caelan Ponga. And what were you saying earlier, Pete, for them to win, he needs to stay out there. And Caelan scores the winning try. How well we think.
Well, yeah. It'll be a short restart. Mitchell Pearce, he's looking better than he was. He's punching the coach in the arm in jubilation.
24 points to 22.
So we've got 2 minutes 48 left on the clock as well, Maroon. That's plenty of time if the short restart gets the football back for the Sharks. We can't count the points yet.
Newcastle 24, Cronulla 22. Those expert comments from Sterlo from Cbus Super. Cbus for all of us. Always awarding members.
What a good game.
Yeah. And the tyre power kick predictor for Caelan. 88%. Here he comes. Hits it lovely. Hits it lovely. Newcastle 26, Cronulla 22. 2 minutes left in the game. Down to the sideline. Reedy, the locals have gone absolutely burka.
Well, there's 17,000 here and they're loving it tonight, aren't they? They're loving Caelan Ponga. I mean, we all talk about his genius, his brilliance, his skill, his footwork. But I tell you what, we've seen tonight, his toughness. Because he has struggled all this second, well, all game virtually, with what looks like stomach cramps. He was vomiting before. And now he's popped up and scored the winning try. Hell of a performance by Caelan Ponga.
That conversion that takes the penalty out and also the two-point field goal.
Yes.
It has to be a try or nothing. It's got to be a short restart. The Cronulla have gone short.
Back Kennedy straight to the arms of Kennedy. So it'll be play on.
Hold on.
Sharks 20 metres out with two to go. They got the ball back off the kickoff.
Hang on.
Talakai, Moylan, Aaron Woods. Two to go. 26-22 Newcastle. And Woods is 20 metres out.
He couldn't have a sideline conversion, could he, Chad Townsend, to win the game?
Play back to Brayley. Here's Townsend. And Toby Rudolph's got him 15 metres out. How often does the short kickoff pay off? Brayley, left side, Moylan gets the ball away to Talakai. Oh, he's half a metre out from the Newcastle line on tackle four and played back to Brayley and given to Toby Rudolph. He's dropped the ball and that man, Brody Jones, on the spot again and he'll take the tackle 15 out. Oh, Brody Jones, Jaime the control robot, call him what you like. He's having a blinder, Pete.
Great defence there from Newcastle. Cronulla, they went for a couple of crash plays. You can hear the crowd. How does that sound, Reedy?
Well, if you're a Knights player, you're loving it.
Great atmosphere up there when the Knights are leading late in the game. Slow play the ball. Tyson Frizzell now. Minute to go. Inside a minute. Third tackle.
And they'll just get to the end of this set, Pete, and just kick the absolute you-know-what out of it. Saifiti now will be taken by Woods. It's been a good game. Seesawing. Lots of tries. Newcastle 26, Cronulla 22. A late try by Caelan Ponga. And now Connor Watson will play it 5 metres inside Cronulla's end of the field on tackle five.
Well, they just got to kick down the corner. Fine touch, possibly.
There's Ponga's kick. It goes high in the air. It's gone down the centre, though. Taken by Kennedy, who immediately gets a pass away to Tracy. Oh, floats one out to Teague Wilton. It went over his head, Teague. And he'll play it five out from the Cronulla line. So it almost turned to absolute... went pear-shaped there, but there's only 12 seconds to go, and they're passing it inside their own in-goal. Moylan will be picked up and driven into the in-goal, and that will be the ball game. Newcastle 26, Cronulla 22. What a game it was, Stirler.
Great resilience there for the Newcastle Knights. They were out for the count. I really didn't know whether they could get to the other end of the field to score those necessary points. And after losing a few in a row, the Newcastle players are ecstatic.
Well, they needed a win today. And like I said, they've got a hard game in Penrith next week. We're going to take a quick break. But before we do, the regionals will come back to Storm and Roosters game. You regional Triple M's will get Storm Roosters. And then we come back and talk for a little while. And then we'll have the Sydney game in the AFL for Sydney. So that's a wonderful couple of games on it. Triple M rocking the footy. We'll be back shortly as Triple M rocks the footy. Oh, hang on 1 second. We've just got a little bit of a problem back in the studio. So we'll stay with it, Pete, while we've got 30 seconds. Who's your man of the match?
Oh, look, I think Caelan Ponga. But Brody Jones, playing out of position, came up with some huge plays in this game. This is a really important win for the Knights, especially at home. Reedy pointed out that they bank points at McDonald Jones Stadium, and they've done that. And they've had to come from behind late to win it. It's a confidence booster. They had some players back. That was important for them. Cronulla looked like they were going to win it late, but to their credit, Newcastle got the job done.
All right, everything is now set back in the studio. We'll take a break and come back as Triple M rocks
the McDonald's
footy.
And Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Gutsy game tonight from Cronulla, all things considered. Stirlo, what they've been through the week, and they nearly pulled it off. They were down 14-6 at halftime. They came back, but Newcastle got a try with a couple of minutes to go.
Yeah, tough week for the Cronulla Sharks, and they put themselves in a position to win this game, coming from 8 down at halftime, and they had a lot of footy in that second half. Got the lead, but on the back of a penalty for a dangerous tackle, Newcastle were able to come down the scoring end of the field for them. The Blake Green kick was a shonky one, but his outside men, they turned a sow's ear into a silk purse, absolutely. Yeah. And as I say, when you've lost a few in a row and you look up the scoreboard late in the game, you think, well, now we're in trouble again. But the Knights, they dug deep, and, you know, it was their main. Caelan Pong, if you go back, he scored 2, I think, himself.
Yeah.
And was involved in the others.
Yeah, he had.
He's the man of the match because the 26 they scored, he was in every one of them.
And he played with the entire second half with something wrong around
under,
the abs.
Under duress, no doubt.
Gutsy though, Cronulla tonight. Just before we do go, Pete, what about your tip for this next game, Roosters and Melbourne?
I've tipped Melbourne because I never tip them against them at home. I'm keen to see this Rooster side go down there a little bit under strength, of course. Back on the back of the news of Jake Friend, medically retired as well. So they've got young Blaschke there as their first choice hooker because they don't have a lot of depth there at the moment. Sam Walker got a lot of plaudits last week, and deservedly so, but it's a tough place to go to Melbourne and get the job done when you're only a youngster. So it's a real test for the Roosters. I tip Melbourne, but I just hope we get a game like the first two we've seen this weekend.
All right. Pete, what about your big game for your Eels tomorrow night, 2 against the Raiders?
I don't think the Eels have won down there since 2006.
Wow.
The one thing you don't want to do is put losses back-to-back. They'll be disappointed that I thought they were out-enthused and out-muscled by the Dragons last week. But there's some wonderful confrontations out there. What about Junior Paulo up against Josh Papali'i?
Yeah.
No Dylan Brown. Will Smith's been good when he come up and deputised. I think Reed Marnie up against Josh Hodgson is a beauty as well. So it's a tough road trip down there. The Sharks will be disappointed that they got rolled by Penrith last week, especially by a decent scoreline in the end. So I didn't expect there to be 2 last start losers in Canberra up against Parramatta this weekend, but that's what we have.
Okay, Ryan Madison's been ruled out for the Eels again due to this ongoing concussion. This will be the fourth week missed since suffering the concussion in round two. That's from the NRL physio. That's got to start to be worrying for...
That's a concern.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Madison.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the very fact they thought he would be right to play last week and it'll be at least 2 weeks after that shows that there's, you know, plenty of concern around him.
Yep.
I would imagine, I'm not quite sure off the top of my head, do have a bit of depth there in the back row. I'm not sure if Hipgrave was in the 17. Bryce Cartwright was on the bench, I know that. And obviously they've still got Murata Niokore deputising in the centre. So
yeah.
They'll have to go deep into their roster. Ray Stone in contention as well there. So there's a few choices with Ryan not playing. But Isaiah Papali'i, who will come into the run-on side, I would imagine, as he did last week.
Now, the other important game or big game is the Dragons and the Warriors. And the Dragons going for five straight and the Warriors without Adam Fanua-Blake.
And that's the big loss for me. Fanua-Blake, he was in outstanding form for them. And when he went off two games ago, the Warriors, they just didn't handle it. And they didn't again last week. So the Dragons got momentum, playing with a lot of aggression. The coach is having a good time. They look like they're enjoying his style of coaching. I like the Dragons in that one as well.
Can the Bulldogs go to North Queensland and get their first win of the year for Trent?
They could. I've tipped against that, but they could go up there. I was talking to Terry Lamb today. He said that the mood in the camp is still pretty good over there. And with North Queensland, you know, that second half against the Tigers left a bit to be desired. You know, they had a match-winning lead and it got frittered away very quickly. So, I think it's the hardest one of the weekend. Maybe carries the lowest profile of all the games, but I think it's the toughest one to tip, to be honest.
Yeah, right. What about, do you watch any AFL at all in your spare time, Pete? I know you love your golf.
No, I'm a Swannies fan, but I don't watch games. I just keep an eye on the ladder, and they're going well. A couple of young players in there. I did hear someone say that the only problem that they might have finals time is if there was an outbreak of acne. Because they're a pretty young side.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. Well, I stole that from someone. I don't know who it was.
Tell you what, mate, you know a lot about them for somebody who...
No, I don't know a whole lot about them.
Well, they play the in tonight. It's going to be West Coast Eagles versus Collingwood. So
why are we talking about the Swans?
Well, that's any Sydney person's introduction into the great game of AFL.
Well, maybe I'm a GWS fan.
Well, maybe you are. How are they travelling these days?
I don't know, because I'm a Swans fan.
I think both the Sydney teams go okay. But tonight, it's two of the great old rivals, the West Coast Eagles, up against the most famous of all AFL clubs, the Collingwood Magpies. And Sydney, you'll be getting that game very shortly. But if you missed it, it was a great win tonight from Newcastle, who led the game 14-6 at halftime. Cronulla showed so much guts and determination to come back in the second half. And when it looked like they were going to cause an upset, well, the Newcastle Knights, through their star player, Kalen Ponga, just came out and scored a late try with about probably 2 minutes to go. And so Newcastle win.
And I think adding merit to the performance as well is that they lost Heimel Hunt fairly early in that game. So there was that reshuffle. Young Musgrove, he got caught out a couple of times defensively where he didn't show enough faith on his inside man, but he'll learn from that. So that was a nice debut for him. But not easy to, you know, cover an early loss, especially when you're outside backs. But in the end, they covered it well, and it's a very, very valuable two competition points they pick up at home just to stop that losing run, because it was starting to become a concern for them and their aspirations for the rest of the season.
You know, it's amazing, Pete, in the modern game, when we see the short kickoff at the end, how many times a short kickoff comes off?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, on this occasion, in this game, I'm sure it was actually the Newcastle Knights player who batted the ball back towards his try line, thinking that would go back to one of his teammates. And Will Kennedy had actually positioned himself in behind to get the ball. And that was nearly a match-winning play from Will Kennedy. So, you know, Will obviously said that a lot more. But I'm kind of with you. I don't know why you just don't pull that out at any stage of the game. Mm. Because there aren't many contests in the game anymore. Remember in the old days, you know, you could get it back from a scrum or rake it back from hooker or even stealing it one-on-one. Very few contests, but the restart from even under the post is an opportunity to get the ball back.
All right, Pete, have a great weekend. We'll catch you on the Nine Network.
Thanks, mate. Been good fun tonight.
Yeah, it's been a good win for the Knights. And, of course, we'll leave you with this AFL game, which is going to be a beauty. West Coast Eagles take on the Collingwood Magpies as Triple M rocks the AFL. Always wanted to say that.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Green on the laugh. He gets a kick in. It goes backwards. Brody Jones on the laugh. Gets out of one. Gets it back to Frizzell. Frizzell gets it to Ponga. Ponga's going to score.
Game highlights for Qualify Me.
Now at the green. From deep inside the 40, he's put on a 40-20, I think, Pete.
He has.
Brayley at dummy half. Long pass back to Green. Left side Barnett. Ponga! 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 Oh, he's touched it once, Pete, and scored a try.
Obviously, that all came on the back of a brilliant 40-20 kick from Blake Green.
Now Brayley again, and Green, and Ponga. Here he goes, Kalen. Kalen's out of one. He gets a little pass away to Barnett. Barnett's over, so Newcastle go back to back. Townsend, up she goes toward the post. Here come the cavalry. It's loose. It's picked up by Ramian. This will be a Cronulla try. Cronulla are on the board.
Blake Green got Kurt Mann. Support on the outside. Cut out to Jones.
And then to
Chirala.
Down the sideline. Kicks back in field. Mann's there. Mann's there, Pete.
Yes.
He's got to get it down. Oh, what a great try to Newcastle. One side to the other out of absolutely nothing. 1 metre out right in front of the post on tackle three. It's Cronulla. They need a try. Brayley is there again. Right side to Townsend. Right side. Nice little pass. Britton Nakora reaches out. And the Sharkies strike back. Here's Green again, and then it goes to Mann, and then Ponga, and Ponga, he got Jones back on the inside. Oh, razzle-dazzle Newcastle, and Brody gets a well-deserved try. Played back to Brayley, and sent across to Townsend, and left we go Moylan, and left again Kennedy, and left again out to Tracy on the wing. Over he goes in the corner, and they're back, baby.
Here they come.
Oh, they're looking tight. Here they come. Back it comes to Moylan.
It's try time.
Right side, Townsend, he floats one out to the winger. And he's going for the corner. Marwin Hirotti, was he over the sideline?
I think on first viewing.
Try. They've paid it. It's a try. Well, they've paid it. They've said Marwin Hirotti kept his feet off the ground.
It's gone up and no try. I don't see how they can change that call.
Let's have a look at it again. But
you do not see the ball placed on the ground at the same time as where his feet are.
Green on the laugh. He gets a kick in. It goes backwards. Brody Jones on the laugh. Gets out of one. Gets it back to Frizzell. Frizzell gets it to Ponga.
Ponga's
going to score. Ponga scores for Newcastle. And he might have saved the day here. What a try. Brody Jones, the hero again. That will be the ball game. Newcastle 26, Cronulla 22.
Triple M NRL. Game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.